Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
This is the perfect spot to take a break to tell you this week, I was writing a very important email to somebody and I almost sent a very embarrassing email to somebody. And thank God that I was using Grammarly because it caught the mistake. So let me tell you, whether you're communicating with your team online, whether you're working on a project, you're writing a book, you're writing a blog post, maybe you're writing an Instagram post, Grammarly is the digital writing tool that you can rely on to get your message across clearly and effectively. It works on so many different platforms, including Gmail, Google Docs, and Slack. And it's so much more than just catching spelling mistakes. It can help you write confidently no matter where you are. So it's the digital writing assist that helps more than 20 million people put their best words forward. So if someone's a great writer, you might have to wonder if they're using Grammarly. So signing up for Grammarly account is free and it gives you real-time spelling and grammar checks as you write. It works where you are so you can communicate clearly and confidently on every platform. So the coolest thing, so Grammarly Premium gives you advanced feedback on your tone, word choice, punctuation, and more. Here's what I love the most. When I was writing my book, my editor always said to me, say less. Say it in less words. Get your point across in less words. And that's exactly what Grammarly helps you with. So it has clarity suggestions. It's a feature that makes your sentences clear, concise, and crisp by cutting out unnecessary and redundant words along with overused words. I am so guilty of that. So Grammarly Premium helps you write like a pro with advanced real-time feedback. So I want to offer you 20% off if you go and sign up now. Get 20% off Grammarly Premium when you sign up at grammarly.com/happy. That's 20% off Grammarly Premium at grammarly.com/happy. G-R-A-M-M-A-R-L-Y.com /happy. I hope you guys try it. I think it's going to make your writing so much better.
What's going on out there, while important, it's also important to find peace of mind and contentment. And, you know, that's got to happen within you. That's why I think a lot of people are struggling, is they didn't develop those tools before this.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Evans, welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where you and I answer questions from our audience. And we pretty much, like, we're going to give you some like doses of wisdom, hopefully.
Probably.
I might have to sift through a lot of what would you call this? What would you call the fluff in between?
Like sticky marshmallow goo.
Yeah, that's what it's going to feel like. So if you're up for laughing or judging, I mean, this would be a great podcast for that as well. So yes. You guys, we're just always super grateful that you tune in. And where did you just tell me you were right now? You're in an Airbnb. So this is honestly, this is the travel edition. I am in my RV right now. Evans is in an Airbnb.
Yeah,
we are proving that business can still happen. Well, can we call this business? I feel like that's like
it is really a hardcore business.
Fortune 500 business happening on this podcast right now.
As you can tell from the quality of this, it is happening.
Well, this is high quality, Evan. So, and you know, I just think that we're really proving that people can, you know, anyone can be successful.
You really can.
That shining light for people and just show how terrible you can be while still being successful. So with all of that said, I think we've already really inspired this morning.
I think so too. How are you doing on the road?
You know, I'm great and equally like, I take deep breaths and surrender probably every 10 minutes, because I have a million phone calls I need to make, and it's really hard to make professional phone calls while in an RV that is loud going down the road, and you're not sure if you're going to go through a mountain pass where you're going to lose reception and things like that. So it's like letting go of like, I have to be so professional on this call, and it's loud, and things aren't perfect, and I'm not at my desk, and you know, I don't have everything in front of me, and it's massive surrender, but things are still, I'm proving to myself that things are still happening. Things are still moving forward. It's just the only thing that's mentally tough for me right now is because we have so much work in the morning. I'm not getting a workout for the week. So I'm feeling, and you know how you and I feel when you don't work out, like a little disgruntled and a little angry for no reason.
Yes.
I've also had 3 cups of coffee this morning, so that's not helping with the aggression. Yeah.
So are you able to go on a walk or something later in the day? How do you combat that? Or do you just let it go?
I just have to let it go and know like, okay, you don't really get workouts this week, and you're going to just take a deep breath and you're going to eat well. So I try to eat well and drink a lot of water. And like, I try not to eat too much sugar, or usually have too much caffeine, but this morning I was just all jacked up. I wanted it. It's almost like my crazy was craving crazy.
Like I do that too.
Fire to fire. I was like, I'm already crazy. Let's make it worse.
Why do you do that? I do the same thing.
Addiction. Yeah. We're all addicted to something, you know? And when I'm not feeding my positive addictions, those negative ones come out. So
they just creep on in.
That's
okay. You're human. We're all human.
Feeding something. What are you feeding? Okay. So How has your week been?
It's been good, but weird. But good.
Why weird?
I've been kind of irritable this week. And
oh, welcome to my world.
You know, some days, like this week has been one of those weeks where one day I'll wake up and I'm like, I can handle anything. Everything's great. And the next day I'm like, everything's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't.
Is that life, or do you notice you go through more even periods, or is that just kind of like from week to week for you? Are you like a month you'll notice you're good, and then it's just a month of bad, or is it all over the board?
I think especially with the quarantine and stuff, it's been way all over the board. And same. I guess it's like a lack of routine and stuff, and everything's just changing so much. I think we're all struggling.
It's so weird though, because when I'm really in routine, I can also get like a little bored and irritable as well, because I'm like, I'm too routine, even though I'm like, I like it and I like knowing what I'm doing. It's almost like I can be like, this is so monotonous, you know? So it is weird. That's what so that's actually what's been really helping me, is I'm like, well, I don't have time to feel depressed, which is not my favorite way to feel. I think a lot of people will agree with me on that one. So I'm always like, well, I'm not depressed. I guess anxiety feels a little better than depression. Mm-hmm. And then anxiety, because at least anxiety, I have tools to kind of like calm down and find a neutral. But when I'm depressed, it really will take like a whole attitude adjustment and like usually an environment change for me and trying to get around people. So I think you're always just weighing in your mind like, okay, is this better? What is this comparable to? What do I have what do I have power over right now? And that's really, really big for me. I'm like, well, you're in a beautiful spot. Like, you could really just enjoy where you're at. You could enjoy camping. You could let go of all the other things and know they're going to get done when they get done. It's just sure. The pressure we put on ourselves is insane.
Especially right now. That's good, changing your perspective.
What pressure are you putting on yourself right now?
I think my job's just been crazy and our life's a little bit in limbo. I feel like I've been saying this record player forever.
We all have since January. So it's probably making people feel way better right now.
I hope so, because I feel like everyone's like, what the heck is school? What is my job? What are the holidays going to be like? Where do I live? What's happening? It's just a weird time.
You just summarized 2020. You could have written a book and it's one paragraph long. Literally. Like, this is the book of 2020. Who am I?
That's how I feel every day. I'm like, is this life?
Yeah. And this is the crazy part. If you can make this during this life, you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think that's what this year has taught me, is if you don't find life in this year, you're never going to be content or happy. You have to find it. If you can find it here, you'll have it for the rest of, like, you'll find it everywhere. And
so true.
Just like dropping into that and being like, okay, so what little things could I be happy with right now? Like, how can I get so in the moment and realize what's going on out there, while important, it's also important to find peace of mind and contentment. And, you know, that's got to happen within you. That's why I think a lot of people are struggling, is they didn't develop those tools before this. So they're having to develop them now in the midst of chaos, which is pretty challenging. But it's like, how can you find peace amidst the chaos and make that your daily question? How can you find those moments of peace and escape and reprieve where you can just like drop in, you know, to and believe and have faith and like reconnect to God and your family and your dog and all of those things. So
seriously, man, you just dropped a bomb. That was a good one.
That's for me. I'm talking to me for sure.
Well, I hear it. Amen.
Yeah. A to the men. All right. Do you have a quote?
I do. I went
Let's
with
hear
a
it.
Okay. It's really good. Obviously. it's live a life driven more strongly by curiosity than by fear. And that's from Elizabeth Gilbert.
She's so good. I love her. It's Maya Angelou. And this is, you are the sum total of everything you've ever seen, heard, eaten, smelled, been, told, forgot. It's all there. Everything influences each of us. And because of that, I try to make sure that my experiences are positive.
She's good. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, which is why I think, you know, some people are like, I think getting fierce with your circles of friends, of influence, of what you watch, what you
think, yeah,
how much you're consuming social media. And I know, you know, it's so funny because we do this for our kids. We're like, you can't hang around them, or you can't watch this or watch that. And yet we're like, we're adults now, we can handle it. And actually, no, you never develop, like, we don't have those skills to really sift through that. But we do have this, you know, between what's influencing us and what's not. Like, you watch the news all day and you're like, oh, I'm just not going to get influenced by it. You are, for
totally.
Sure, hands down. Because you change it to another channel and watch that all day, you're going to have a different perspective. So it's really like being highly aware that even though you're an adult, you still are getting influenced by everything you're around. And you are thinking the same way as the people that you're all around. So be really careful of those thoughts that you're thinking and who you're listening to, and make sure it's well-rounded at minimum. And that you are blocking out the negative. Like, I think so many people, I put up a post about, or it was like a little mini video about, like, you know, making sure you kind of clean up your friends if they're, you know, negative over time. And so many people were like, yeah, but it's so hard and we have so many memories, but it does affect me. It affects my whole life, but I just don't think I can do it. And I'm like, well, then you have to decide that you're okay with feeling pretty crappy a lot because of this person. Or you could feel crappy for a short period of time over the relationship ending not the way that you wanted it to, and make, like, learn how to make peace with it over the next 2 years, like say a lot of prayers, send them love, pray that they can see it in a different light. Like, and you know, I gotta be honest, some relationships that have ended for me took me about a good 2 years to get over because they just didn't end the way I wanted, and they ended where they didn't like me for ending them. And that was really, really hard, but now I'm free. I don't have shackles on myself anymore. I don't feel like I have to keep up relationships that aren't, you know, serving, like that aren't equally serving each other, that are draining, that make me feel guilty. That I'm like, oh, I'm never enough. I never text enough. I never call enough for them. I never can keep up enough for them. And that's just, that's not a way to live. So it's not easy. It's actually quite terrible. But you free yourself of those shackles later on. So yeah.
I love that. Changing what you consume, changing who you're around, just being mindful of that, because right now there is a lot of bad stuff.
Lots. So you got to create the good, and
you got to eat your veggies.
Eat damn veggies. Do you have a review from one of our awesome listeners?
Yes, I do. Speaking of good things, this is from Alicia Ratz. When listening, you forget that you aren't BFFs with Lori. Questionably Awesome transports me out of my desk and my job and onto the couch with Lori and Evans. They motivate me to be a better person to everyone and pick me up on a bad day. I so appreciate their talks.
Oh, you're on the couch right in between us like a little sandwich.
A little Alicia sandwich.
Yeah, she's the mayo or the, I don't know if you're vegetarian or not. You could be a sprouted patty.
I was just going to say sprouts.
Sprouts. Oh, I like that. She's
spicy. I love a sprout on a sandwich.
Oh, me too. Me too. I used to hate them when I was little. Like gag factor, like how something tasted so pungent to me.
Yeah.
And sprouts are one of those things that you either love or you hate. And I really think that you should just test all of your friend groups through this. Like, do you like sprouts or not? And if you don't, get rid of them because you don't need that negativity in your life.
You know? Sprouts, you're out of here.
Just kidding. I do know sprouts are very, I think there's probably 50-50 on here. People who are like, but well, I don't like sprouts. And I was just on the couch with you. And you're like, you can come back to the couch. It's
you're
totally
back
fine.
In. It's fine.
You're fine. We were kidding about the sprouts. Felt like a great joke. Okay. Alicia, thank you so much for sending that review. Send us an email to customerservice@loriharder.com. We're going to send you something really cool.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's get to a question because we've got some good questions today.
They're about rejection.
Oh, yeah. This story of my life. Let's do it.
Oh, man. Okay. Here we go. This is from @makeup by Darcy Danielle. And they ask, how do you handle rejection in the form of someone being overly critical and just ugly?
All right. First of all, I think that you need to know who your source is.
Ooh.
And like 1,000,000%, right? Like,
yeah.
Does this person really matter to you? Is this person judgmental and acts in a personality ugly way often? Probably not going to be the person whose opinions you're going to place on a high value system. So that's like saying, you know, these trolls on the interweb, I'm not going to put value on what they say if they don't know me and they've got a kitty cat picture, you know, that they're hiding behind.
Yes.
So, like, I know you're not that nice cat right now.
No, they're not.
Don't even try to front like you're this cat. So, I see your meanness. But I guess know your source, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And know, even if this is someone who is or was close to you, you also need to evaluate that. Like, how did they give you this message? If it was done in an ugly way, that is not someone you keep in your life. And if it is, you really are tolerating a form of a bit of like a verbal yuck, like a verbal abuse. And are you cool with tolerating that? Like, or are you kind of like starting to have more respect for yourself and valuing yourself more? Because I think you really, and sometimes what happens is you valuing yourself does not come first. Sometimes you have to make the choices that would reflect you valuing yourself. Like, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to be the punching bag or step in front of the moving bus when I know all you're going to do is run me over, over and over again. So sometimes even if you're like, I don't really feel like I have a lot of self-love yet, it's because love is an act, like it's an active thing. So sometimes you have to do the actions to love yourself first before you can do that. And a lot of times it's not a bath. It's not, you know, bath crystals and bath salts. Music and a glass of wine. It is like saying no to people, and it is saying yes to what you want to do, and it's setting huge boundaries and letting go of people. And here's the thing, Evans, it's like so many people are like, yeah, but that's hard. Yeah, but you know what is super hard? Not loving yourself and living a life that you just kind of don't like, and then dying and not having felt like
you're dropping all the bombs this morning, Lori.
Evans, I am talking to myself. Every day.
I'm loving it.
Listen to yourself. Go do things. So let's go on to the next question, and I'm going to have you start.
Okay, cool. This is from, let's see, at Guelph Networking. I'm really sorry if I missed Guelph Networking. How do you find the positive in rejection? It's hard not to take it personally and own the rejection.
What do you think?
I know I'm super sensitive as a human. I feel like I take everything personally, and it's hard not to.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone's, let's see, what was the question? How do you find the positive? I think it's going back to, is it like a constructive criticism or a rejection? There's usually something, like if it's a no, it can lead you to something that's a yes, that's a better fit. But I think it's completely normal and fine to have that initial shock and feel a little sad and down. It's just kind of like taking a minute to step back and look at the bigger picture.
Yes.
I mean, rejection is just the worst. But yeah,
go ahead.
It's also good because it can lead you to a better path that you should have been on in the first place.
It's like a numbers game. So let's say, you know, those balls that you pull out that are like the bingo balls. Like if you're turning that cage and you keep on pulling out the bingo balls, you have a yes in there to your ultimate dream, except there's probably 100 or 200 balls in there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pull out so many balls.
Did you just want to say balls a lot?
I really did. You have to pull out so many balls in order to find your yes. And you're not going to get the numbers that you want, like over and over and over again. But if you understand that that's what it is, it's just a balls with numbers on them. It's a bingo game. Like, you are going for the one yes in this cage of 200. You just have to keep pulling it out and stop viewing it as like, oh, that individual ball. No, you view it as like it's a means to an end, and it's a way to get to the one that is the yes. And here's how you can make it a huge positive. Here's what I've been doing. If I get rejected on, you know, right now I'm like raising money, and if it's not for somebody, you can ask the questions, why did you, you know, or maybe you're writing a book or your proposal is getting rejected or you got turned down for a job. You can say, hey, can I ask why, you know, why I didn't get chosen so that I can take that to the next interview or improve something. Can I ask how I could improve my interviewing skills or what you were looking for? For me, it's like, can I ask why you passed on the opportunity? Was there something, you know, that you were looking for? Was there something that I mentioned? Or can you tell me what you look for when you're looking in, you know, looking to invest? That is one of the biggest ways to, number one, stop taking rejection personal, because normally they have a reason. Normally they're like, you know, we passed on your book because we just got a book exactly on this topic right before. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, well, that's great. That means I just need to keep looking for somebody who doesn't have this topic at their publishing house yet. Or maybe I need to change my wording or, you know, and sometimes, you know, I did get rejected and it was like, we don't, it's like, this is not special. This topic's been done before. This book is not special. She doesn't stand out. Like I've had that email and I'm like, oh, that's okay. They don't see what I see. They don't see the vision. They don't, you know, they don't know who I'm impacting. They don't know this calling in my heart. They can't see that. So they're not blessed with that. So you just say, thank you. Like, thank you for not accepting me, because here is why. If they would have said yes to me and been like, well, you know, maybe we'll give it a shot, and they weren't excited or all in or thought they saw potential in me, it would have been a really bad relationship and I would have felt it. And I probably would have ended up somehow failing for them or kind of screwing up or always feeling like I could never meet their expectations and feeling the pressure of underperforming. So I try to never even take a relationship where it's a little iffy on their end. I'm only taking relationships if it's 100% like they're just as excited as me, or that energy is going to come through in that. Like it's going to come through in that. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So Evans.
Yes. And also give me, what?
Go ahead.
Oh, well, if you're getting rejected, you're putting yourself out there. So that's huge.
It's the biggest, it's the most important, you guys. I always give myself a pep talk. Like you're doing so great. I'm so proud of you for facing that. That was really hard. That did not feel good, Lori, but you kept on doing it, or you kept on showing up. And here's the belief that I hold. Like everything passes. Every single storm that you never thought was ending ended up ending. And you ended up like, you know, 2 months later, even if you're like, when is this gray cloud going to stop covering my life?
Yeah.
All of a sudden one day you're like, oh, and just like that, the sun came out.
It's
and
gone.
You don't know why. There's no specific reason. It just, that's the healing, the journey of healing. So Evans, drop some wisdom on me.
Oh,
drop it like Pitbull.
God, I'm like lacking wisdom right now. What can I drop for wisdom today? Maybe just, to pause and have a little moment of silence today, because there's a lot of chaos in the world. And sometimes it helps to just have that couple minutes just to reframe and pause, and you're going to get through it.
And we have the people we love around us.
Yes.
And you got a new dog.
She's sleeping right here.
How is she doing?
She's really good. And it's so nice to have a dog again. They just bring you so much joy.
Isn't it crazy? You feel like your heart will never heal from the last one. And somehow they come and they just sew up little paw patches all over it.
They do. Everyone needs some sort of little pet, even if it's like a, whatever you're into, a pet rock.
Yeah, it's true. I couldn't have pets when I was little. So I had an eraser in school, like a pink eraser. I named it Pinker Pet. And I literally grew attached to an eraser. I can't believe I'm sharing this story right now.
I love it.
It wasn't like a weird animal attachment, but I really was just like, I was like, that's Pinker Pet. And then once you name something, it's game over. But I carried that eraser all year. You know, those 2-inch like pink erasers.
Yeah. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Did that have like the little like bendy
slopes
thing, you know?
Yep.
Yes.
Like a little jump. It could be kind of like a jump on each side if you pressed it down, like a little, yeah.
Totally.
So anyway, that's bizarre. Kind of wishing I could take that back right now. And
no, it's not. It's perfect.
Eraser. It was really, really around the time that people were giving each other eraser burns too for fun. Do you remember those?
Oh, yes. Yes,
like
I do.
It was like a little cool tattoo and you'd be like, it's an eraser burn, and it lasted months.
And you're like, why did we do this? It hurt.
I don't know. Like that was, that's what you do up north when there is nothing to do. Let me tell you.
Do kids get erasers these days? I hope kids still get erasers in school because they're so much fun.
I don't think
maybe it's just on the computer.
I don't think they, now they have to have like computer burns and stuff. Which could be really bad because that could be like an electrical burn. So
yeah, hope that doesn't happen.
All right. Well, Evans, I really, really always enjoy catching up with you in our different locations every single week. So I can't wait to see where we are next week, what is going on in each other's lives. Give Adam a big hug for us. Give your puppy a big hug.
I will. Same to y'all.
Absolutely, I will. And then until next time, everyone, give us a tag on Instagram and let us know what your biggest takeaway was from this podcast. Did we make it up at all? I would love to know. That's the most important thing to me. And until next time, be questionably awesome. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight
fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're gonna love it. Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.